Sky FM. 101.5 The Hawk.
The biggest names in music, as covered by their biggest fans. This is Cover It Up on 101.5 The Hawk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back this week to another episode of Cover It Up right here on 101.5 The Hawk. I am your host, Chris Poor, and once again, welcome. I couldn't say it enough because I'm always happy to have you with me. So this is episode 3, just in case you've missed the last couple of weeks, but that's okay. We're here, we're moving on, and I'm eventually going to be setting up a podcast to listen to past episodes if you've missed any or want to hear them again. By all means, I'm eventually going to get around to doing the podcast thing. So keep your eyes on that, and you can usually keep your eyes on that through the social media page, which I'll get to in just a minute. But first, I want to just describe the show to anyone who may not know what it is just yet. Maybe you're brand new to this, maybe you don't remember the concept. That's fine, I don't really care. I'm here to explain it anyway. So Covered Up is basically this show where we highlight a band or artist who's usually fairly well known, like obviously through the years, and we play a bunch of their songs, but cover songs. You know, kind of like the intro of the show says, like, as performed by their biggest fans. Well, that's exactly what this is. But then we have a segment called The Three for All where we turn it on its head and we play three songs by the highlighted artist, and it's their own covers of things that they like and things that got them into music. So, I mean, there's always that to consider too. It's really cool when you get to go back, especially if you listen to like an older band and hear what they covered and like how far back it really goes. It's pretty awesome. But we do have a lot to get into this week. So last week was Black Sabbath, and this week is Ozzy Osbourne. So last week was the Ozzy Years of Sabbath specifically, so no Dio, unfortunately, to all you Dio fans out there. And then, yeah, we have Ozzy's solo work this week, so after Sabbath and, you know, everything solo from like 1980 onward. And it's going to be a great show today. I'm very excited. There's a lot of good tunes coming up. And speaking of tunes, why don't we just go ahead and get into the first one? I don't know if I already said it, but I'll tell you about submissions a little later. For now, we're just going to go ahead and try to run into this first track here because it's time for music. So the first band we had, I looked up on the internet because it wasn't submitted to me, but I found a Canadian band who did it. I had a lot of problems finding Canadian bands who aren't just tribute bands and just bar bands covering Ozzy. So I've actually found some good quality music. And the first one we have is from Toronto, Ontario, and the band is called Soulstorm. There might be a discrepancy in this in my research. I don't know if this is absolutely correct. So if anyone's in Soulstorm in Toronto, Ontario, get in touch with me. But I believe you're formed in 1989 and known for tracks such as King of Rats, Degeneration Mode, and Primal. I hope that's correct. I don't want to get it wrong. But according to my research, everything looks good. Wait a minute, isn't that a line from the Magic School Bus? Anyway, I digress. According to their Bandcamp bio, which is, of course, soulstorm.bandcamp.com, they are cold, harsh, industrial doom metal from the frozen north. Well, ain't that just a little catchy tune that just rolls off the tongue, am I right? But anyways, they're covering Ozzy's Mr. Crowley from 1980's Blizzard of Oz album. Great song, great cover, you're gonna like it. So here's Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne, as covered by Soulstorm, right here on 101.5 The Hawks. So without further ado, cover it up, Soulstorm.
Some
101.5 The Hawk, and that's the very first song of this episode today for the Covered Up Show. And that was Soulstorm with Mr. Crowley, once again from Ozzy Osbourne's 1980 album, or 1982 album. I've already lost my sheet. Oh god, this is turning out terribly. This show is turning out terribly. Please help. No. Anyways, it's off the 1980s album, Blizzard of Oz. I was right the first time. I should have just stuck to that. But anyways, we are in the second segment of the show, which if you've been listening to the last 2 weeks, you'll know that this is the time we do trivia time, when I give you little factoids, when I give you a little piece of information about the band or artist we're doing, and you can use it as your next Box Social. You should all be having Box Socials, all because I'm giving you this information anyway. So, let's get into the first little piece. It's kind of a long one to read, actually. Yes, I'm reading it from a script. So, let's start with a little factoid that almost everybody knows about, and this is going to be kind of obvious, but Ozzy was already well on his way by the time that he went solo, but an incident at a concert in 1982 really put some eyes on him, but not for the right reasons. A concert in Des Moines, Iowa was the setting where Ozzy Osbourne infamously bit the head off of a live bat. Now, not to defend him, but first off, he was at the height of his drug issues at that point, so he's out of his head. Second, he thought it was fake. And I mean, like, I would too. Who actually brings a live sedated bat to a concert? Just to throw it at the very person you paid to see. Don't throw anything at any musician ever, but especially not a sedated bat, okay? So the bat obviously came too. It managed to bite Osbourne before he decapitated the bat completely, so he had to be hospitalized and treated for rabies. And by the way, preceding all of that, Ozzy also bit the head off of two white doves while drunk at a record meeting gone bad. And that's one of those if stories are to be believed situations. I'll stop stuttering soon enough, don't worry about it. Anyways, going on to the next point really quick. So, Ozzy does suffer from dyslexia and has for most of his life. I assume that one's true. Again, I read it in quite a few places, so I'm hoping that these are actually true. Like, it was hard to, like, confirm a lot of them. But it was written in enough places that it seems believable. But I will throw in really quickly, at the point of recording this, it's very relevant, and I'm sure it's still relevant by the time this episode airs. But Ozzy also just came out that he has Parkinson's disease. Which, that's not good for anybody. Like, you would never wish anything like that on him. It's not the worst disease to have, but it's not a good disease to have either. But apparently he's not going to stop touring, despite it. So I'm sure he's going to get some treatment for it, try to, like, settle down the tremors a little bit. So hopefully that kind of means something in the end, and we don't miss out on Ozzy, because he's coming to Hamilton this summer, so that's going to be awesome. Anyways, on to the next point. On December 8th, 2003, Ozzy was almost killed in a quad bike accident. He broke 8 of his ribs, his collarbone, and had actually stopped breathing for a short amount of time. That's kind of scary, actually. That's not cool. But a bodyguard was able to revive him, which may be the only thing that truly saved him. Wow. So I hope you learned something today about Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy's a man who should have died like 20 times by now. Just like kind of like Keith Richards, but he managed to somehow pull through past the drugs. Or maybe like Keith Richards, Ozzy's actually just being puppeted around on strings. He's clearly died 20 years ago, so this seems like the most likely scenario. But you know what? I don't know. I just don't know. So we can definitely use that track for the today, can't we? Which track? I don't know. No, seriously, the track is called I Don't Know. It's another track of the 1980s album Blizzard of Oz. And it's kind of kicking in the background right now. It's covered by Sebastian Bach, originally from Skid Row. Found some success on his own. Has songs like 18 in Life, By Your Side, Hell Inside My Head. He's covered a number of Ozzy's tracks, but I chose this one out of the pile, and I think you're going to like it. So here's I Don't Know by Ozzy, as covered by Sebastian Bach. Covered up, Bach. You don't know, huh? Well, then what are you doing with yourself? Anyways, that was Sebastian Bach with I Don't Know by Ozzy Osbourne, obviously. Right here on 101.5 The Hawk, Cover It Up. I realized I kind of sped through that last segment a little bit. I was running out of time. I'm actually timing myself today. So each week I'm doing something new with the show. These ones are pre-recorded, but I'm still doing these like live complete takes, so I'm just trying to time myself properly. And hopefully I can get this all, sorted and out of the way much sooner than later. But anyways, speaking of rambling too much, I think it's time to stop rambling too much. And I say that very well because it's time to get into the doubleheader. It's all about that rock, so not so much about talk. So we are going to get into the next two songs right here, right now. So the next two covers that you're going to hear, one's called You Can't Kill Rock and Roll off of the 1981 Diary of a Madman album, and No More Tears from the album of the same name released in 1991. So the first track, You Can't Kill Rock and Roll, was sent in, I believe, by a Steve Phillips on Facebook, and they directed me to a band called Blizzard, and it's like an Aussie tribute band from Ottawa, Ontario, so that's pretty cool. So I had to look through a few of the tracks, and like a lot of them are just like, you know, done in bars and like recorded on phones or like cameras or something like that. So the audio is not the best, but this one in particular stood out. It sounded really clean, and I figured I could use it, and also they sound really good. The singer sounds remarkably like Ozzy. I was actually kind of surprised. So, yeah, Blizzard, they're an all Ozzy Osbourne tribute band. There's not much to go on besides that, and they have no shows as of this recording. So, by all means, if any of the guys from Blizzard, if you're hearing this, or anyone knows the band Blizzard and they want to correct some information, or if they have a show coming up, I'll try to put that out there on the social media. So, by all means, get in touch with me. You can do that. There wasn't really any bios to read, anything like that, but I guess being an Aussie tribute band, you kind of get the gist of what they're doing, so there's not too much to talk about, but by all means, if you have something else you want to say, I'll be more than glad to say it for you. So then we go on to the second one. The next track is No More Tears, and it's being performed by the Black Label Society. No, just Black Label Society, not the Black Label Society. Formed in 1998, LA, out of LA, and they're known for songs like Stillborn, In This River, and Berserkers. And they released this track off their debut 1998 album, Sonic Brew. So to those of you who don't know who Black Label Society is, they're fronted by Zakk Wylde, who's been Ozzy's guitarist since the release of No Rest for the Wicked back in 1988. So they've been working together for an incredibly long time, and that's cool. Works for me. I considered this a cheat just because Black Label Society has a direct connection to Ozzy Osbourne himself. But, you know, whatever. I'm letting it slide. It's a separate band, so it works. And also, Black Label Society, fun fact, was named after Wilde's love for Black Label whiskey. A lot of people thought it was named after beer, but it's indeed whiskey. I'm a Jameson man myself, but it's all good. Whiskey's whiskey, so hey, cheers, man. So yeah, we got... we have Blizzard coming up, and then we have another band. I'm messing up completely here. Black Label Society. There you go. That's the name of the band I was looking for. So the first one we're going to hear is You Can't Kill Rock and Roll. Then we're going to hear No More Tears right here at 101.5 The Hawk. So without further ado, Cover It Up, Gentlemen.
Thank you. Up Show on 101.5 FM, CIOI, The Hawk.
We'll be right back.
101.5 The Hawk, and there is the double header of the day. That was You Can't Kill Rock and Roll by Blizzard, and of course, No More Tears by Black Label Society. There, I actually got it right this time, unlike the last segment. Don't you love how the way things just roll along around here? But anyways, I like this whole concept of not talking a whole heck of a lot and just having a lot more music on, and that's what we're going to get into now, because you know what time it's for. Or time it is for is what I should be saying. It's the three for all of the week. That's right. This is when we take the highlighted artists and play a bunch of cover songs by them. So last week was pretty interesting because we had Black Sabbath do it. And then we heard that version of Blue Suede Shoes, which was really interesting to say the least. I know it's been growing on me ever since last week, so it's all good. So this week is another week where I just happened to find something that's just... it catches you off guard yet again. Like, I wasn't expecting one of these covers. So, to those who don't know, Ozzy actually has an album. It's called Under the Cover, and it's from... No, just called Undercover. Undercover, that's it. I got it, don't worry. From 2005, which is nothing but covers, obviously. So, thankfully, my hunt was actually, you know, plentiful while tracking down some tracks to put on the radio station. And two of these covers are fairly interesting, and one I really didn't see coming, as I said. But the first two, like... yeah, I think they're kind of typical, more or less, but the last one is what throws me off. So yeah, I didn't expect Ozzy to do the last one. I'll get into that in just a moment, because the first one we're going to hear is Mississippi Queen by Mountain. Then immediately following that, we have Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, so that one's going to be pretty cool. And, I'm still baffled by this one, 21st Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson, so... either you know that song, you know who King Crimson is, or you don't know who they are, but you do know that song from, I think it was either Guitar Hero or Rock Band, either or. Yeah, didn't really see that one coming. So sitting down to listen to it kind of freaked me out a little bit, because I was like, how exactly is Ozzy going to take on this track? It's an awesome song, fantastic. Even to some of you out there who might not have heard the original track or played Guitar Hero, I think Kanye even sampled it at some point. Kanye West had a sample of 21st Century Schizoid Man in one of his songs. I don't remember the name, but I think you get the idea behind it. But yeah, it just kind of like, it throws me off because I love King Crimson, and I might actually have to do an episode on them down the road because I'm pretty sure there's more than enough covers of their songs. Their songs are fantastic, and I just mean, there's probably a lot you can say about them. They've been around for, what, over 50 years or something. I just saw them last summer. They still sound fantastic. I love it. They're extremely qualified to be on this show, but I do digress, because I think it's time to get into this whole less talk, more rock thing, because this is the three-for-all, am I right? So, kicking off today's three-for-all, let me just make sure I have the right song queued up. Good, we're good to go. So, kicking off the three-for-all, it's Mississippi Queen by Mountain, as covered by Ozzy Osbourne. So, without further ado, cover it up, Ozzy.
Yeah. is Cover It Up on 101.5 The Hawk.
Listening to Cover It Up on 101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Schizoid man. country schizoid man.
The Hawk, and there you go. This week's Three for All segment by Ozzy Osbourne, of course. The songs that you just heard were Mississippi Queen by Mountain, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, and of course that last one that kind of freaked me out a little bit, 21st Century Schizoid Man by King Crimson. Of course, all as covered by Ozzy Osbourne. Again, I don't know what it is about that last one. It's not that I dislike it. It's just, it's weird to hear Ozzy do that, and like, I mean, I like the really slow, heavy breakdown in the middle there as compared to, like, the really fast jam of the original, but still, you know, whatever. That's just my own opinion. Who cares, right? If you liked it, that's awesome. I hope you did, too, because I had a hard time choosing which ones I wanted to put on the air. But anyways, I should mention now that we are 3 weeks into this show, covered up right here on 101.5 The Hawk, and you must be here listening for some reason. You're obviously either enjoying me or the music, probably the music. So you must like it, right? So just tell me, how's my driving? How am I doing? You can let me know with an email. I'm going to give you in just a second, because this is where I tell you, or more or less ask you, for your submissions. So next week, we will be doing a Rush episode. The Canadian band Rush. I'm assuming you've heard of them. I really hope you have. And this is another one of those timely things where, like, it wasn't planned like this to have the episode so close, but Neil Peart just recently passed away. Extremely tragic, extremely sad in the world of music all around in general. That wasn't planned or anything. I didn't make the episode because that happened. It was long before, and now it just feels more right to have it in this place. So yes, next week we are doing Rush, and the week after that we're doing David Bowie, okay? The chameleon of music himself, David Bowie. So if you have covers of either or, maybe your friends do, maybe your friends are in a band, I don't know. But if you have covers, send them in to me at coveritupshow@gmail.com. That is coveritupshow@gmail.com. That is one long word, no capitals, no numbers, no nothing like that. It's all good. Just one long, small letter word, coveritupshow@gmail.com. And you can also, of course, let me know how I'm doing. How do you like the show so far? Are there any bands you would like to hear profiled eventually down the road? That same email. Or, of course, social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am there at Cover It Up Show. So go ahead and follow me because I'm always posting new things and you get an idea of who's coming, especially like a month down the road. Because here I'll tell you 2 weeks, but like on social media I might give you a month's notice of who's coming up. So always keep your eyes open for that, especially if you're looking to send in submissions for particular bands. And trust me, there are some big ones coming up just besides Rush and David Bowie. And I'm just going to throw this in there real quick. Oh yeah, I should also mention, when you send in submissions, it can be through social media or email, but I prefer email. Just make sure that you put in your band name, a short bio, why you covered the song that you did, and drop some social media links. And also make sure, please, that it's radio-friendly. And I'm just going to throw this in there because I can. This is my show. I also have a band, Frail State. I played it on the first episode during the Nine Inch Nails, but I'm just going to plug my own music anyways because I can. Frailstate.com. Just go there and you'll find all of the music links and social media that you need. And also, if you want to follow me academically and professionally on Instagram, you can follow at Chris Poor Media. There you go. I just gave some of my own handles there just for the sake of it. But we're getting into our last song. We are at the end of the Ozzy Osbourne episode. And yes, we're very much on our last track. And this just so happens to be my absolute favorite Ozzy Osbourne song, probably of all time. I'm not going to lie. So this one is an absolute beast of a track because it's the title track from 1981's Diary of a Madman, and it's being covered by Dream Theater, formed in 1985 from Boston, Massachusetts, known for songs like Pull Me Under, Panic Attack, and Another Day. And they're pulling off this feat of this absolutely awesome song. And you know what? It's a fantastic cover. It's another live one. I'm kind of like making that rule loose now. It doesn't matter if it's live. The idea is that it's fantastic. So yes, this is going to be Diary of a Madman by Ozzy Osbourne, as covered by Dream Theater. Thank you so much for tuning in here on 101.5 The Hawk. I sure hope you enjoyed the show. And one last time today, cover it up, Dream Theater.
wrap on another episode of Cover It Up.